Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on who is listening to and when you are listening to this particular boom. It's Jared, aka Jerry. I've just cooked for May for the first time. She's never had my cooking before. And, well, the results are in. She had two helpings of it. I made my version of a sweet spaghetti. What do you think is not quite the question I'm looking for, but, you know, I mean, I know you like spaghetti, but, you know, kind of tell them what you thought.
I don't know, it was good.
Yeah. Let's see, she had seconds. So that should tell you something right there.
Well, for those that know me, yeah.
Yeah, and she can barely move now. So I'm already getting asked how I make it. It's actually very easy. Some of you might say, okay, that just sounds gross. But I don't know how picky May is on her foods, but, you know, she ate it. She ate seconds. So here you guys go. Basically, you know, put your water in your pan. And I can't really tell you exactly how much onion and or how much garlic when I use it. But you put some garlic powder and some onion powder in the water. Put a hunk of butter in the water as well. And you put 5 tablespoons of sugar in the water. Bring the water to a nice boil. I also used a little bit of seasoning salt as well. But you bring the water to a boil, put your noodles in, and leave them on high for about a minute. And then turn them down to medium. Let them cook for 9 minutes. Now, this is 1 pound of spaghetti. So change the recipe accordingly. Once you then cook your noodles, you know, drain them and whatnot. And you can do your hamburger at the same time. You know, use another burner to cook your hamburger. Again, I use some garlic powder and some onion powder. You know, seasoned to your desired taste. And cook up the meat, mix it in with the noodles. And then take one jar, the glass jar of spaghetti sauce. I got meat flavored this time. But again, you can use whatever spaghetti sauce you like. And you add 3 tablespoons to the spaghetti sauce. And you mix it in with the hamburger and the noodles. You put a little bit of water in the jar. Not a whole lot, but you put a little bit in the jar and shake it up. Because what this will help do is get what little is stuck to the jar, it'll mix it in. Plus, it kind of, for those who have stomach issues like I do, stomach acid, kind of tones down the tomato sauce a bit. But put that in there and put it on medium low to kind of warm up the sauce. You know, like I said, mix that in with the noodles and the hamburger. And, you know, mix it real good. And then you do this for, I'd say, about 2 to 3 minutes. You know, get it nice and warm, nice and hot if you'd like. And that's really all there is to it. I know it sounds, some of you are probably saying, oh, God, that's gross. That's sickeningly sweet. But, May, what do you think? They might think it's sickeningly sweet.
It all depends. Some might not. It wasn't sweet to me. Or it wasn't too sweet.
So there you go. So now you can write down the recipe on how to do it. And for those of you who do try to make it, let me know what you think. Take care and have a good day.